Full Works pre-game interview.
Demons assistant coach Jared Rivers. Welcome back to Carrick Footy, standing alongside Jason Doherty.
Yes, he is. He has joined us from the Melbourne Football Club. Jared, welcome back to Carrick Football. What a great time to be leaving one AFL club and coming to another. Kingy and you and everybody else, you've got the boys humming at the moment. Yeah. They're going nicely.
No, it's been great, boys. Kingy's been outstanding, so it's been a joy to work with him. He's pretty excited about tonight against his old club, so yeah, we can't wait to get out and see how we go.
The positivity around the club and the players and just the way you're playing football, it's for the ardent supporters of AFL footy, they just love watching the D's play at the moment. It's great.
Yeah, I think leading into the year, I think like most people, we didn't really know what to expect with the departures that we had. So it's been outstanding. The playing group's just really bought in, and us coaches just really enjoying coaching them. But they've explored with offense. We're getting better at defense, so it's starting to connect really well. So. It's going to be a challenge tonight against Geelong, but yeah, we can't wait.
Jared, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Mark Neal, so not much has changed in the
year. No, it hasn't. You boys still working.
Yeah.
Neal to you as well.
Righto. Jared, let's get straight into this. I was going to go nice, but righto, let's unpack
this.
No, it's all fair in love and war. While you're sort of trying to take the mickey out of me, for the D's to take home the Jared Rivers Cup tonight.
Thank you for that. I didn't know that.
Come on, tell us. How are you going to beat the Cats? Straight to it. What's going on?
Oh, mate. Well, clearly they're behind the ball. They're really solid, right? So their intercept mark games has been the best. Like last week against Saints, they were outstanding. So I think with us, if we can match it up in their front half and bring the ball to ground and you know, with our speed forwards like Sharpie and Bill coming into the team and Latrell, all those guys, we can bring the ball to ground. I reckon that gives us definitely half a chance. So, and both teams move the ball really well. Like I think they're number one for speed of ball, we're number two. So I think it's going to be a transition game. Hopefully we can stop their ball use. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting game for us to see where we're really at.
Good standard answer. You've done exceptionally well there. I've been impressed by that. That is terrific. Hey, what about this one? You guys, in your first year as a coaching group together, there's a speed on the ball stuff, and you've got out there that you're sitting number two, which is solid. You guys, you realise that you set the trend for the entire league at the start of the year with the concept of ball in constant motion, get it forward. Have you reflected on that to say, hang on, we've been together as a group now for not quite one full season. We've actually set a standard for the way the game has shifted?
Yeah, well, I think King's clearly got that was his role, and that's when he came into the club first and foremost. I think it was really all about offence, and I think given the previous years with speaking to a couple of the older players, like that was one of the biggest shifts leading into pre-season. So, you know, even in pre-season early days, we had really no cones. It was just up and back, transition, in one way, out the other, really fast ball use. And
yep. And
the players were a little bit shocked by it, really. So, and now you can see now we, you know, our defence probably at the first 10 weeks wasn't up to standard. So, because we're moving the ball so quick, right, so you just got to get that balance right. And we feel like we're getting that balance right each week and we're getting stronger in our back half defensively. So I think that's the challenging stuff moving in towards finals if we do get there. I think the balance, you know, the contest is going to be crucial, and so it's just trying to get all those three phases really well balanced, probably.
All right, now we're going to get you to loosen up a little bit. All coaching groups have little things they do just to bit of release from the pressure that you're under day in, day out. Now, I had a quick chat with James Kelly, and he suggested what he thought would have happened by now. That your new head coach has found something that none of the rest of the coaches, you included, will be able to do, and he'll challenge you to a competition and beat you relentlessly and have great fun in it. So how do you just do that? Well, look, what competitions are you running? What are you losing at, basically, is what I'm asking you.
No, we don't, mate. We're pretty boring, I think, compared to Geelong, what Kelly's talking about. Well, no, we don't do too much. We have a bit of fun, clearly, with each other, but nothing probably by the sounds of what... So what's James Kelly and the coaches doing? That's what I want to know.
No, well, he was giving me a bit of a word that he reckons that Kingy loves an assault bike or loves one of those bikes, and he smashes it, and he reckons by now he would have challenged you, and there's a chance that at some point one of the property stewards or trainers has had to go get the defib. I'm not sure Riv's going to make it. Is that happening?
Yeah, that. Well, to be honest, he walks a lot, right? So we We went to Tassie and we played in Lonnie and we went for this gorge walk and we took off. There's four of us. There's Jonesy, myself, Kingy and Ned, their guy. So we started off and next minute, like 10 minutes in, he's 200 metres in front. And I'm sitting there going, what's going on here? So he just loves his walk and he's a quick walker. So he's a big boy, right? So one step for him is quite big. So he just destroys us on just walks, mate. I'm just going for a casual walk and I'm getting up. I've got arthritis in both knees. I can barely keep up walking, let alone on a bike.
That's not bad. We got him to loosen up just a little bit. That's good work.
That's all I got for you, mate.
No, that's not bad. We'll take that. We'll work on it next time, but you've done pretty
Thank
well.
You.
Good work. And good luck with the Jared Rivers Cup. Now, here's Ben Casanelia.
Yeah, thank Jared, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Don't worry about tonight's game. You played 194 games.
Thanks, mate.
You played 44 of them at the Cats. What did you enjoy about your 3 years at Geelong?
Oh, mate, I knew Andrew Mackey through school, Sacred Heart College in Adelaide. So I had that connection originally, and just going to a club where I probably, at my stage of my career, I was really keen just to still learn and get better as a player and also probably a leader. So I think the understanding and knowledge of the game, I probably learnt, you know, in those 3 years a lot more about also culture, connection, leadership, you know, undersell. So I just love that environment. It's a feels like clearly a small country town. I'm a country boy. I love that lifestyle and the way they went about it from top to bottom, from the boot starter to the CEO and Cookie. So it was just a great time for me personally. I loved it. I've got still many friends that I talk to down there and I still keep in contact with Mac, but he's been very quiet this week, Andrew. Normally he's on the app, as you boys know, but he's not returned my text or phone calls.
Nothing.
He might be under the pump. I don't know.
You would have learned a lot about a Mac in the weight room, wouldn't you, at the 3 years of the
year? He was not in there once. he'd roll in there with his AirPods in his ears and just strolled through, not lifting a weight at all.
Do you have aspirations yourself, you know, coaching-wise? Are you sort of happy just plying your trade, see where it takes you, or do you sort of have a long-term goal? You see guys like, you know, Stephen King and now Cat fans, obviously, with Corey Enright and James Kelly getting mentioned for jobs. Is that a pathway, you know, you're hoping to emulate?
Well, I think an assistant coach, you're still trying to get better and learn throughout your whole assistant coach career, right? So now being assistant, there's not too many other top jobs you can really go to, really, as an assistant coach. So I think evolving myself, understanding the game better and learning from the likes of Kingy and Troy Chaplin, who's been there for a few years now at Melbourne. So it's just getting the balance and understanding of what it really takes. And I think Kingy's done a tremendous job coming in to understand all that. And he's probably still learning a bit himself, being a first-year coach. Not just the coaching side, but it's just more the rest of the stuff you've got to do with sponsors and corporates and list management. So all that type of stuff takes its toll and it's a lot of work for him. So, but he seems to be managing that really well.
Who's he? I've watched a fair bit of Melbourne this year. They've been great to watch and we obviously have a pretty big slant on the Cats. But who's a young player at Melbourne who's sort of maybe surprised you a little bit this year?
Yeah, well, I clearly work closely with the backs. I like Blake Howes. He's been a player for us that's played every game this year. He's been in and out of the team the last few years, but this year he's played every game, right? So he can play tall and small. He's versatile for us. He's got a decent job tonight with the forwards that Geelong got. So I think his progression's been really good, and he's been more of a Dower defender, I reckon, in the past. So we really want to get his ball use going up and going and get him involved in our ball use offensively. So I think he's had a great year for us. He's still young, so he's still learning his craft, but he's been a surprise for me.
Yeah,
just send your invoice in. This email address is still the same for K-Rock.
How much now is it going?
Not much.
now, Jared, yes. Max Gawn, yes. Tonight playing game 266, playing against Mitch Edwards, playing game number 15. 250 games or thereabouts difference between them. Is Max sort of rubbing his hands together going, oh, next victim?
Oh, mate, he just doesn't stop, does he? He's not slowing down at all, and it's just a credit to himself and the way he looks after it. But he's an impressive man, mate. I knew him when he first got drafted. He was a gangly kid, and now to see the way he plays and leads, it's just a fantastic thing to watch, to be honest. It's truly remarkable. So he's got a big challenge tonight, but we can't wait.
What's the coach like in the box?
No, he's all right. He's all right. He's, as every head coach does, probably rides every little bump and every free kick from the umps. He can talk about the umps a little bit, like most of us coaches. But, he's pretty calm and collected, mate. Clearly, tonight he's... probably a little bit more intense than other nights against his old mob. But, no, we can't wait.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It should be a cracking contest. Great to catch up with you, Riv. It's been a long time since we've spoken. But, yes, nothing's changed at K-Rock.
Nah, thanks, Kenny. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
10 years down the track. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jared Rivers joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to catch up with him.
K-Rock Football! Pool Works pre-game interview.